Ever wanted to control your very own robot lawnmower? Yarbo's got you covered, but it turns out you're not the only one who could control it. Yikes.
A robot lawnmower with a back door, that's not exactly what I'd want in my backyard.
Welcome to Hot Reload. I'm Alex, and we've got a packed episode today.
And I'm Jamie. Today we're diving into NVIDIA's new Rust to CUDA compiler, a potential flood of AI-driven games from Sony, Yarbo's unexpected robot vulnerability, and a new vulnerability discovered by Mythos.
Get ready for some juicy tech insights and a sprinkling of surprises along the way.
Let's kick things off with NVIDIA's ambitious Rust to CUDA compiler. What could this mean for developers?
NVIDIA has just launched CUDA Oxide, an official Rust to CUDA compiler, a move that's creating quite the buzz in the tech community.
Why is this such a big deal for developers, especially those who love Rust?
Well, it's because CUDA Oxide allows Rust developers to write GPU kernels in Rust directly using standard Rust code, no hoops to jump through with foreign language bindings or domain-specific languages.
That sounds like it simplifies things a lot, but for those of us who aren't as into the weeds, what's a GPU kernel?
Great question. A GPU kernel is essentially a function that's executed on the graphics processing unit, or GPU. Think of it as a program running in parallel across many cores at once.
Okay, got it. So this CUDA Oxide makes it easier for Rust developers to tap into that parallel power.
Exactly. The big news here is that it compiles Rust code directly to PTX, which is NVIDIA's parallel thread execution, without any need for intermediate languages.
And this is still pretty rare in the world of GPU programming, right? Most tools don't allow for such straightforward integration.
Right, Rust has a strong emphasis on safety with its type system and ownership model, making it unique in the GPU space. This compiler enables developers to write in that safer environment.
When you say safety, are we talking about preventing crashes or something else?
It's all about avoiding common programming errors like race conditions and memory leaks. Rust helps manage resources more securely, reducing those risks.
Sounds like a safer approach. But what about the current state of CUDA Oxide? Is it ready for everyone to dive in?
It's in an early alpha stage, version 0.1.0. So users should expect some bugs and incomplete features, but NVIDIA is looking for feedback to improve it.
That's pretty common with these early stage projects, right? Test it out and help shape it.
Exactly. It's an opportunity for developers to engage early and have a say in the tool's development. Plus, they can start experimenting with Rust on GPUs today.
And how does it stack up against other languages and tools in this space?
While there are tools for other languages like C++ and Python, none offer Rust's blend of safety and concurrency management. It's a unique proposition.
Could other big players like AMD follow suit with something similar, promoting Rust on their hardware too?
It's possible. Rust's popularity is growing, so we might see more of these integrations. But for now, NVIDIA is leading with CUDA Oxide.
So what's next for developers who are interested in jumping on this?
Well, they should check out CUDA Oxide's documentation, especially if they're already comfortable with Rust, and feedback is crucial. NVIDIA wants to know what works and what doesn't.
Safe to say, Rust enthusiasts have a lot to look forward to with this. All that parallel processing power at their fingertips.
Absolutely. It's like giving their Rust work a jolt of energy. And speaking of energy, coming up next, we'll delve into how Sony claims AI tools are making game development more efficient than ever.
Could this mean a deluge of new games on the horizon? Let's find out.
Sony is predicting a storm of new game releases thanks to AI tools making development faster and more efficient.
More games, that's exciting, but also a bit overwhelming. How does AI make such a big difference?
Well, Sony's AI tools lower the creation barriers. They automate repetitive tasks in game development, which means projects can be completed more swiftly.
Interesting, but won't this create too much content and make it hard to find good games?
That's already a concern, but Sony believes AI can help players navigate this flood by suggesting games they might enjoy, outperforming manual curation.
So it's AI all the way down. But how exactly are these AI tools changing the development process?
For one, they have a tool called Mockingbird that transforms raw motion capture data into animation almost instantly, a job that used to take hours.
Whoa, wait. Did you say instantly? I had no idea it could be that fast.
Right, it's a game changer for speed. Plus, AI can even simulate complex hairstyles by analyzing real videos, which takes another tedious task out of human hands.
I guess that speeds up the process a lot, but how does that affect the quality of the games?
Some believe this efficiency could raise quality expectations across the board, demanding more complex designs and deeper narratives.
Huh? So it might actually mean fewer, but maybe better, games from some developers?
Exactly. Faster tools could free developers to focus on more innovative projects, as Sony puts it.
Sony's smart to keep human creators in the loop, though. There's no replacing the human touch in storytelling.
Totally agree. Sony maintains that AI augments creativity without replacing the designers who craft the game's emotional core.
But with AI doing so much, how do they ensure the human aspect remains central?
Sony emphasizes the designer's role in deciding the vision and impact of the games. AI is there to amplify, not pilot the ship.
And they're still about human-driven art, even amid all these tech advances.
Yes, humans guide the story and the meaning behind it, which Sony calls crucial to their creative process.
Good to hear. A world full of AI-generated characters without human input could get pretty bland.
Exactly. They're even working on AI-powered NPCs with dynamic personalities to make games more engaging, but humans still craft those experiences.
That's reassuring. So amidst this excitement with AI in gaming, Sony's careful to balance efficiency with creativity.
Precisely. Human imagination is kept at the core, with AI as the assistant, not the director.
Well, all these advancements certainly sound ambitious. I'm curious how it'll pan out.
And next up, speaking of ambition, how about robotic lawnmowers? Yarbo's making a change you really don't want to miss.
So Alex, what's happening with Yarbo's robot lawnmowers? Sounds like there's more than just grass cutting on their minds.
Yeah, Jamie, Yarbo's making headlines by deciding to remove a remote backdoor access from their robot lawnmowers. This backdoor had some serious security implications, and it's great news that they're acting on it.
Why was there a backdoor in the first place? Feels like an open door to trouble.
The idea was to allow internal company personnel to troubleshoot devices remotely, but it posed big security risks as it could potentially let hackers hijack the lawnmowers from anywhere in the world.
Yikes, that sounds pretty terrifying. So, what's their plan now?
Well, they're transitioning to an opt-in model. Users will only get remote help if they explicitly choose it, no more surprises. This way, user consent is prioritized and control remains with the owner.
That sounds like a safer approach. How are they ensuring that this backdoor really stays shut?
Yarbo's planning to introduce unique root passwords for all devices, and they're already rolling out firmware updates. The first 1,000 machines have these updates, with more on the way. They're really pushing to enhance device security across their entire lineup.
Right, so they're trying to stay ahead of any security issues now. But what were the implications of keeping this backdoor originally?
Well, here's the stat that really blew my mind. Originally, hackers could not only hijack these lawnmowers globally, but also expose users' email addresses and GPS locations. Protection of personal data was at real risk.
Wait, seriously, that's awful. You could have rogue lawnmowers and a privacy breach all in one.
Exactly. And with GPS, you're talking about potential stalking risks. That's why it's imperative they shut this vulnerability down. They're also in discussions with the security researcher who identified these issues to validate their changes.
That makes sense, keeping everything accountable. How are customers reacting to all these changes?
Initially, some customers were concerned because removing the back door can delay troubleshooting, but the opt-in choice seems to be easing those worries. They'd rather upload logs first before enabling any remote access, valuing security over convenience.
So, do they really think this will put everyone's minds at ease?
It's a start. Knowing they have control over the backdoor access makes a huge difference. Plus, Yarbo promises regular firmware updates to maintain and even enhance security over time.
It sounds like Yarbo is taking the right steps now. How does this compare to its competitors?
Great question. Generally, robot mowers like iRobot's models emphasize strong security protocols from the start. Yarbo is trying to catch up by making their security foolproof. They don't want to fall behind on something that's clearly crucial.
It's a good reminder for every tech company not to cut corners on security, even with lawnmowers.
You're right, Jamie. Speaking of corners, our next story is about finding vulnerabilities in the most unexpected places. Mythos stumbled upon a curl vulnerability. Let's explore that next.
So, it turns out Mythos found a security vulnerability in curl. Let's dive into how an AI is playing detective in the software world.
Right, Jamie, Mythos is Anthropic's AI model, and it's been given a shot at one of the most scrutinized software projects out there, Curl. What's fascinating is it's like giving Sherlock Holmes a magnifying glass to find bugs.
And Curl is pretty important, right? Why does this matter so much right now?
Absolutely. Curl is installed on over 20 billion instances, everywhere from your smartphone to massive servers. It's the backbone of data transfer across networks.
All right, that's a big player. So how did this detective work go with Mythos?
Well, Mythos scanned Curl's code and discovered 5 potential security vulnerabilities. But here's the kicker. After a detailed review, only one was confirmed as a real issue by the Curl security team.
Wait, only one real vulnerability. What happened to the other 4?
3 were false alarms, highlighting issues already known and documented. The 4th just a bug, not a vulnerability. It's like finding out that your haunted attic was just bad plumbing.
Ha, got it. So what was special about the one confirmed vulnerability?
It's considered low severity, which means it's not causing anyone to panic. They'll release details with the next Curl update in June. It's a reminder of how thorough their security culture is, a code base polished like a well-oiled machine.
Interesting. But with all these existing tools, why all the hype around Mythos scanning?
Good question. Curl has already used tools like IL, Zeropath, and OpenAI's Codex Security to find hundreds of bugs earlier. The Mythos report had fewer findings, possibly because the bigger and easier bugs have been squashed over the years.
So Mythos wasn't a game changer some might have expected.
Exactly. The initial hype was massive, but it turned out to be more marketing than anything revolutionary for Curl. However, this doesn't downplay its potential in different projects or less thoroughly audited code bases.
Here's what surprises me. The Mythos report also helped polish Curl further, right?
Yes, it did. The report identified about 20 minor bugs that are under investigation. Significantly, almost none were false positives, prompting them to fix what's feasible.
Guess Mythos isn't completely off the mark then. It's contributing to making the code even more robust.
Speaking of robust, here's the part that got me. Curl isn't just majorly scrutinized. It runs on over 110 operating systems and 28 CPU architectures. It's virtually everywhere.
Wow, talk about being ubiquitous. It's like finding air, it's just there, and you didn't realize how much until you think about it.
Exactly, and that's why ensuring Curl is secure is so critical. This one confirmed vulnerability from Mythos will become a CVE, which is a Common Vulnerabilities and Exposures report, aligning with their planned updates.
So it sounds like Mythos is now a part of this ongoing effort to enhance software security.
Indeed, while it might not be the magic wand, it plays its part in a bigger picture where AI tools are improving our ability to hunt and polish these codes.
So what's next for Mythos or AI models like it in other projects?
That's the big question, Jamie. AI tools like Mythos have shown that they're essential in finding issues, even if they're not always dramatic breakthroughs. Their true potential may unfold in less monitored projects.
Right. And speaking of unfolding potentials, stick around because up next, we're exploring a fascinating new venture in blockchain technology that's making waves.
Right, for me, the NVIDIA CUDA Oxide is the real major shift. Rust meeting CUDA officially feels like opening a door to new efficient computing possibilities.
True, but I'm still reeling from the whole Yarbo lawnmower backdoor drama. The idea of remote access to my lawn, nope, too far.
Oh, come on, Jamie, maybe you're missing the next frontier of smart gardening tech, but safety first, sure.
Good point. Still, this rush for efficiency that leads to security mishaps can't ignore it.
And with that, we've covered quite a bit today. We started with NVIDIA's CUDA Oxide empowering Rust-loving developers.
Then, the promise and potential flood of new games from Sony's AI tools in the gaming world.
Yarbo's responsibly closing their backdoor mower meanwhile brings tech and turf together.
And closing it all, Mythos uncovering vulnerabilities shows AI's amazing detective skills.
Thanks for tuning in to Hot Reload. If you enjoyed today's conversation,
don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, or tell a friend who loves tech talk.
Until next time, stay curious and tech savvy.